Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna love you slower than slow motion.
Yeah.
I just wanna love you slower than
peanut coladas got me rocking. I got a feed in the sand, and I hope she catches sand. Cause you know I like my women when they chocolate. Hey, she like it, so I know her very well. When I hit it, so I make her belly swell. Baby, we ain't in no rush. We got all day, we can just do us. Hey, and I know life's so fast in the city. Baby, check the view, take a picture, ain't it pretty? I feel like a king whenever you with it. So take another sip, drink it, so we get litty.
Aquí no hay fallo.
so sweet. Like my cherry cola on my favorite chocolate treat. Full espresso, cafe au lait. Imported from the bayou, baby, just to make my day. Like my brown day. Makes me wanna eat from the top of his head down to the soles of his skin. Did I mention everything in between? Now lick it, sugar daddy, make a sundae out of peanut butter brown day. Every flavor, the richer the mixture, the more I can savor brown day. But when I kiss his lips, it makes my honey love come down. What a scotch babe. In my German chocolate cake. Let me lick the bowl, put it in my oven to bake. Loving brown babe. More the fun to eat when the marshmallow drips from my lips to my feet. I'm an apple. Sweet and sour, that's what's up. Take me to the candy shop cause I can't get enough. Mrs. P's babe. Ask if Mrs. Fields around. I'm trying to catch a gingerbread manatee's in town. I like them brown babe.
Pick the fruit from the shell, cause now it's ready. The pound cake is waiting to hit the belly. I'm holding back from skipping and eating the jelly. You like the brown, ma? Well, here's a chocolate chip. Some caramel colored almond for you to taste. Bite into it, watch the dark syrup drip to your chin. A glass of cafeteria, a dash of taffy on the rim. You like the brown, ma? Smell my cinnamon aroma, inviting, enticing you to have me eat your mocha. Put it together. She works so she gets to the center, looky looky. She happy with a surprise from a tootsie marshmallow graham cracker. Hershey bar mixed peanut butter all over the twist. It's a cool way round and rich. My products are way better grades than the Swiss. Creme brulee from the brick. You like the brown shit? You tell, I like my cupcakes still. They say I'm wrong for the pleasure, I have no guilt. It's natural, spill soy on you, the color of silk. Ain't no oil in the bell, cause I've been drinking my milk.
Blackberry molasses, nothing else can match it. Coca-Cola plastic, brown babe. Turns me on, it heats me up, it melts me down. It fills my cup, your cocoa mocha, so erotic. Brown babe. Hot toddies in the winter. Cavassier and ginger moonshine from Virginia. Brown babe. Brandella, cola, cola, black Russians. Got me drunk, off flooded nipples and
I like it, brown babe.
Cinnamon to creme brulee, crevel gold to grandma, yay.
What more can I say?
Like Hennessy, milk is essential, makes the chocolate creamy.
Yes, yes, great music by Hayes and P-Funk. Tonight, we have a special guest by the name of Steven Sticks Josie, also known as Sticks, who is a half-Italian and African-American producer, director, writer, author, and actor. Oh my God, what a mouthful. He's born to an Italian woman in New York. Steven, however, grew up in the housing projects of Boston as a young child. At the age of 6, he met a drummer performing at the Boston Commons who allowed him to experience playing with the drums himself for the first time. That paved the way for Steven to become a musician. At the age of only 14, he was a drummer on a gospel album. That was his introduction into the entertainment industry. He also went on to attend Saddleback Film School in California, as well as STCC for business management. He also taught himself how to play the piano, make his own original music. As a result, Steven has produced, recorded, and engineered on over 50 albums. He was also signed to Sony Records as an in-house music producer through Prodigy of Mobb Deep. As they say, producers come, producers go, And then there are those producers that set the trends and stay the distance. Stephen Styx is our special guest tonight. Welcome to Hear No Evil on Blog Talk Radio. Woo!
Thank you. Wow.
You're listening to it yourself, you're overwhelmed, I'm assuming.
I was sitting there like, who are they talking about? That's not me.
Well, welcome. I'm Darlene Lewis, and welcome to Hear No Evil here at Blog Talk Radio. And listen, I don't even know where to begin. Like, it seems like you are a quadruple threat. I know your love is music, but you also have a film career. But before we talk about the film, how did you go about meeting Prodigy from Mobb Deep?
Well, actually, I was with an NBA basketball player. I won't say his name. And I was with another guy, Mr. B. McKnight, let me say that. And we were up at Sony. Brian McKnight. So we were up at Sony Records. And Prodigy was there talking to Steve Rifkin, asking about his some publishing stuff, you know, taking care of some business. This was back in the 90s. And so Mike DeLorean of Bars and Hooks just looked at me. It was only God's intervention. He came over to me. He came over to us. He said, you do music? I said, yeah. He said, you got anything with you? I said, yeah, I got a CD right here. He said, come in this office. I went in the office. I put the CD in. And then he plays, oh, y'all, this is bang. He said, what y'all doing tonight? Now, mind you, we got a limo driver with us, and we're going back to Connecticut, so we're on the clock. And so I looked at the NBA player, and he was like, whatever, what's up? He said, well, why don't y'all come on out to Long Island because, you know, they're doing an album right now. So, and back then, the way they would do deals, they would structure deals back then, your albums, they would book out a studio for like a year straight. So you had like a whole year to record in there. You know, I know them studios are making some money. So long story short, we said, okay, well, we'll meet you guys there. We met them there at 6:30. Prodigy came in there, and he actually said, let me hear your stuff. He's playing it. So then the NBA player said, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? He said, we got a show in Connecticut, and we'd love to have you come. Now, at that time, Prodigy was getting $20,000 a show. So Prodigy looked at me. He looked at Bars and Hooks. He said, send a limo for them and give them $500, and I'm there. And he came, so now the next day, so we went back out hotel rooms. The next day, well, I'm at soundcheck. I'm doing soundcheck for my group. Prodigy walks over to me, doesn't even know me. He handed me his dat and say, yo, done, because everything was done to him. Hey, done. I want you to do our show. And I'm like, hey, you don't even know if I know what to do. I got up there, I rocked it, did our thing. We did the show that night. That night, we're in the room. I hear all this banging. A lot of banging next door, so I go knock on his door. I'm like, yo, you okay? He said, yeah, it's just some girls we picked up. They ain't here wrestling. I said, okay. So now the next day, he sends the Hook's manager to tell me to come to his room and to bring my drum machine. So I brought my drum machine in there. He said, make a beat. I made a beat. He said, your brothers want to sign you, man. Come back to New York with us. And the rest is history. I signed a 5-year deal, and I was happy like that. That was only God.
Wow.
I love that man.
That's amazing. What year was this?
This was in 2000.
This was amazing. 2000. And that's no budget. Yeah. They was giving up them big budgets back there.
Oh, yeah. It was going into, it was on the 2000 books, but it was really 99, but it was the 2000 book stuff. And the budgets were crazy back then. I mean, ridiculous.
Did you get credit on their album?
No, you got none. When it's in-house, all you getting is $3,000. Well, Scott, I'm going to put the money out. But all you getting is money on the songs that they pick. That's all you get. That's all you get is money. Like Bars and Hooks, like when I do Bars and Hooks, that's all me, you know. But when it comes to anything with them, because Havoc's their producer. So that's it. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And that's part of the game, though. That's how the game goes.
So let me ask you something. Do you get royalties from those songs?
Oh, yeah, you can, well, anything you do, anytime you do anything, and if it's yours, then you got your BMI.
You didn't sign over your publishing. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No. That was one thing about Prodigy. He wasn't like that. You know, if you did something, you did a beat, that's your music. You know, your music is yours. He wasn't one of those type of guys.
Now, when you say you did a beat, did you just do a drum pattern, or did you produce an entire song? For Mobb Deep, when I make beats.
Well, for Mobb Deep, I mean, because of your ghostwriting credentials, you can't say what you did. You can't say if you did drums, if you did keys, or whatever. You're just part of that. But on beats that I make, like let's say Check His Rims. Check His Rims is a song that Havoc song. And that's a blessing right there to have Havoc rapping on one of my beats. I did that whole beat. That's just me. And that's all me. Check His Rims to the brick.
that's
a blessing.
How did you get to work with John Legend?
I was on Sony, so that was John Legend was my last project on Sony for after my 5-year deal. So KP called me and told me that David Wright was gonna have Clark bring out John to my studio. So he brought him to Florida. I did all the interludes, so I did 3 interludes, but only one interlude went on the album, and that was the moment it's like, hey John, this is your mom and your dad. So I produced that in my studio because Kanye and them, they had already did that album. That album was refurbished like 3 times.
Wow. So, okay, so Shaheem of Wu-Tang, I see you worked with him too.
Oh, for years. I've been working with Shaheem since he was a little kid. And in fact, back in like 2000-something, I had him come stay with me for a year out in Florida. So I did his Global Warming album. I did that whole album, had Killer Priest, Bubba Clock, had everybody on that. And that was really, really good. That was a really good time.
Did you get a chance to work with RZA?
I've never worked with RZA. Nope, I've never had an opportunity to work with RZA. I would love to work with RZA one day, but I had an opportunity.
So we have a caller online. I had a lot of recording artists calling in and actors because a lot of people are trying to get into the film game and the music industry. And sometimes they come in with Blossom Vision, not knowing that this music industry is a business. Talent, you know, Gene Griffin told me many moons ago that the industry consists of 90% business, 10% talent. And a lot of times people come into this industry thinking that it takes just talent to get through the door. But sometimes it's just being in the right place at the right time, like you were, and being prepared when opportunity comes. Sometimes it's who you know or what you know. So we have a caller calling in with the 347-986 number. Caller, you're on the air. And we also have another caller, 917-968 prefix. So the 986 number, hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. And you're on with Stephen Six Jose. Did I say your name right, Jose?
Jose, yeah, you got it. You got it.
Okay. caller, are you calling to speak with the fantastic, multi-talented producer, filmmaker?
Absolutely, absolutely. How are you?
Okay.
Good, how are you? How's everything?
Introduce yourself. We are you calling?
My name's Hazon Hayes. I actually reached out to Steven. I knew he was going to be on the show today, so we have a little overview of who we are already. But I looked at some of your work, man, and I'm just very humbled to be able to speak with you and just to get some insight because I'm an energy guy, you know. And I just feel like the words alone that you give me are enough for me to persevere and to keep moving. And not just you, but people who are successful. I'm a firm believer in people just putting words into me and nurturing me that way. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, man.
No, I said amen to that. And I just wanted to – Darlene had made a statement, and it's so funny you said that because I actually have I have Kalia on the line as well, too, you know, and she's a little under the weather right now. We know what happened. You know, we had a tragedy in our life. You know, my niece actually lost her mom last week.
Sorry to hear that.
So I have Kalia on the phone. But, you know, if we have to ask any questions with her or whatever, we'll just do it lightly or whatever, and I'll try to pick them up or whatever. But this is something I always talk about what you said, darling. I tell her, and I tell when I do conferences, I always say it's 1% talent, 99% business, 100% faith, and clear in our faith is God. And so that's how we look at life, and that's how we challenge life, and we put the energy. So when you reached out to me, brother, you reached out to me and you said, hey, brother, I saw that you did Angels Around Me, and I smiled. I said, wow, I did that like 12 years ago. But I said, okay. And then I did the Angels Around Me thing too. And I said to you, man, best of luck with that. But when you get in there and you grind, you just got to stay consistent with it. You gotta stay
right,
humble with
right.
it. Like everything we've done film-wise has been Khalil and I. You know what I mean? This is my family. We've done it on our own. Now with this new project that we'll talk about later on or whatever, this will be our first big studio film. So it's a
right.
blessing, but it's a grind, man. Like I always tell Khalil, you know, if you stay ready, we ain't gotta get ready. Cause why are we ready?
That's it. And I've always heard as well, I heard, you know, luck is preparation and opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And,
yes.
you know, I'm 32 years old. Obviously, I believe that there's no clock on me being the creator. But as far as me being the face of my craft, that has a time clock. And,
yes.
you know, I want to not even necessarily for the people, but for myself and time. I just, you know, I don't know if tomorrow's promised. I don't know if I'm going to be here another 3, 4, 5 years from now. You know, today
right.
is the day. And if you know, if there's anything out there you guys got, anything that you need assistance with, I like I said, my film that I let you see is called Angels Around Me. It's on YouTube now. My name is Hazel Hayes. Anybody listening, mm-hmm. you can go check it out. But the film that I have, I literally did everything from the bottom to the top. I did. I wrote it. I did casting. I did. I even held the camera. I did the videography. We did the editing work together. All the production, music, everything I did. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of. I'm definitely an asset. So I guess I'm just trying to advocate for myself.
No, I love it, man. And the great thing is, man, is I'm almost 60 years old, as people, you know and some don't, because when I was on Sony, they had me lie about, you know, saying I was 10 years younger. So right now I would be 45, but I'm really 55. You know what I'm saying? And then we're doing a film world. I'm in the film world. It doesn't matter your age in film, and that's a great thing. I mean, I don't look my age. I don't feel my age, you know, and I'm an actor too.
Mm-hmm.
So I could play a wide range in acting. But I did the same thing when Angels Around Me. I did every aspect of that movie except for filming. I didn't DP that, though. But I did all the editing. I did all the music. I did all the casting. I paid for it. I mean, everything.
Yeah,
so
it's my dollar, too, man.
Yeah,
so,
tip my hat off to you, man, because that's an easy thing.
So listen, I would like to see when people call in is to ask questions to the guests besides the norm, but ask questions
mm-hmm.
to the guests that will inspire others that may be interested, you know, in this industry. Because sometimes people don't ask the right questions, like budgets and, you know, contracts.
Right,
you know,
right.
those are the most
yes.
important to me when I managed artists. You know, was to prepare them for the letdown, because you can have something in writing on page like 45 of a 65 page contract, and you won't even know
mm-hmm.
that you're stuck in a situation. And then when it's time for you to try to move on, you know what I mean? They have you binded.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what are some
mm-hmm.
of the questions, Hayes? And before you answer that, I want to acknowledge there's someone on with an 864 area code. I see you. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Scott Yates.
Who?
Hey, Scott.
Scott Yates.
Scott
with
Yates.
With a Y.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Okay. Are you an artist?
Yes, I'm an actor.
Oh, okay. Very good. Welcome. We're on with Mr.
Yeah.
LZ, and we're and also we have a caller from with the 968 prefix. Who's that?
Greetings. How are you? This is Sino the DJ. I'm actually a big fan of Stephen Sticks, and it's actually good to be here on the phone with you all. I just wanted to acknowledge him and thank him for his contribution to hip hop and his contribution to the entertainment business, and I believe he's going to be a sound individual moving forward with the projects that he has, along with the star, Miss Khalia, and all the other people who were able contributing to this particular project and all his future projects in the near future. I'm excited to see more that he has to come with.
Yeah, well, you know, my intern, Emmy, was the first person to tell me, well, you know, you're thinking about getting back out there with your face, being, you know, doing things, why don't you check out this guy? And he has a great resume, or no, she didn't say resume, she said bio. And she said, but you should check him out, and you should have him on the show. Now, this was in 2 days. Like, normally, I do not do work like that. I work normally like a month in advance. I have everything charted, you know, who's calling in, my backup, blah, 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 because I don't just want to be hanging out there for an hour, right, just playing music. Right. And so she was like, oh, you got to get involved with this, blah, blah, blah. So when I got on and I was able to communicate, I was like, okay, but who is this person that I'm dealing with? So I said, let me find out who he is. She sent me to IMDb. And I got so overwhelmed with the information. I was like, oh, my God, I need to work. He sounded like me because, like, I thought I was like, because, you know, because, like, I'm doing, like, the writing, the TV, the radio, but I haven't acted in many, many years. But I'm looking forward to auditioning and also helping you with casting if you need casting, because I always come across.
You are in the game. You are in there with us. You got it. You got it.
Yeah,
I would love to have you.
I would love to refer people and also maybe get a little extra part. You never know. Maybe you may need my
vocal. I got you. You're in there. I got you. Trust me.
I'll probably have you doing some interviews
and stuff.
Yeah, that would be perfect. I could play myself. But
yes, that would be hot.
Hayes, I just played your music, Slow Motion, which I love that song.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Did you do a video to it yet?
I didn't. I was previously signed to a label called Pulsar Entertainment. Shout out to those guys. Very good group of guys over there. All things come to an end, obviously. And you know, we wait. But the record, we never really put out the video for it. But I did want to ask my question. I don't want to just, you know, overtake the call. I know the other gentleman. Shout out to him as well. I actually checked out the other call, I forgot his name, but I checked out, I actually added him as a friend on Facebook. I checked out some of his stuff, the filmmaker. He's doing a lot of things as well. So it was really good to see him act, you know, his resume and his repertoire, the things that he's done. So shout out to him. I just wanted to ask one question, Steve. Budget. Okay, I'm doing all this myself. I'm on child support. I have a pretty good job. I actually work for the same organization as Darlene. I'm doing okay, but obviously it's all my coin. What would you say is the best way to go about getting a budget to start? Because I can do everything myself, everything top down. How would I go to somebody to a table and say, hey, listen, I'm a guy, I'm independent, I don't need help on anything. Just give me a budget. Like, how do I?
well, let me just, that's a good question. Well, and if the answer to that is a lot of people don't know, you know, that they see me and I've been in this almost 30 years or whatever, but I'm a government specialist. I mean, I work, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, my wife works. And so at the end of the day, it's just a matter of putting your coins together and saying, okay, honey, I'm going to go ahead and make another project or whatever. And just spacing out the when you're going to create another project and just budgeting it the right way, you know? And then when you've done so many films or whatever, you know how to cut corners and things like that. And then me being a music producer, so that cuts all the costs down. I do all that, you know, and that's basically, it's all about financing. Like, I use Greg Galloway a lot, who's one of my partners. I use him a lot. He has a new movie that just came out last week, Pinch, but he's got 1,000 movies. I mean, he's got Maverick Distribution, so some of my movies go out through them or whatever. So I use him a lot. So I'll hire their company, 2G Inc. And that's what it's all about, just placing, you know, it's just like, okay, if I'm going to go to the store, I know that on this menu, this is a dollar menu, this is a $2 menu. Just you got to do it. And I never mind. I don't ask anybody for anything. That's the difference with me, too. I don't ask anybody for nothing. So if I can't do it myself, I'm not going to ask anybody for nothing. Like, I've done all this, hey, just to lead up to where Clea and I are right now. Like, Clea and I, we have a company called Spotlight Entertainment. And so I got us to where we are right now. But now, you know, we got the majors. You know, we're going to do a joint venture deal with a major. We're going to do a studio film, the one we'll talk about you know, on this phone call or whatever. But it took all that body of work that I had to do. You know, you got to show these people you're capable of doing these things,
mm-hmm.
you know, before you can even be granted some money. Because, I mean, here's the thing. Asking somebody to always been my take on it. This is why I never believed in crowdfunding or GoFundMe or anything like that. Because if I say, hey, I'm about to open up a bakery, but I'm asking everybody to give me money to go buy some pans and some ovens and all, I didn't open up no bakery. The neighborhood opened up a bakery. If I'm going to do a movie or whatever, I'm going to take that risk. I'm still in the red, you know, from the hills, just keeping a G. You know what I'm saying? I did the hills 6 years ago, and I'm still in the red from that. But that's what it's all about, man. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, when that was my first SAG film with Omar Gooden, Cuba Gooden, you know, everybody, Clifton Powell, Claudia Jordan, Maxine Jones. I had everybody. I had like 18 big SAG actors in there, and I'm still paying for that movie right to the death. So it's not about, you know, hey, I'm good. You know, can you give me some coins? Or can you? I don't want nothing from anybody, because nobody's gonna dictate what I'm doing but Jesus. That's it.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. I found that, you know, with the budget that I have, it's not enabling me to completely fulfill the vision that I have. You understand what I'm saying? So.
Oh yeah, you won't though.
That's really,
you won't, Hayes. You won't. And I'm not either. I haven't either. I don't mean to cut you off, but I haven't fulfilled it. All I've done was show people. Let me just share this. I'm going to share this. This is some great information. Have you ever seen The American Dream with the Jackson 5?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Okay, let me say this to you. Do you remember when they were out and they cut that first record, but before they cut a record, how they were singing everybody else's stuff? If you go listen to anybody, I don't care if it's Jigga, anybody's stuff before they got a deal, you'd be like, oh my God, what is that? So at the end of the day, I commend you, because if you can make stuff and it sounds good enough, CC, I tip my hat to you, because it took a lot for cats like us, because we have to be just as good, if not better, than the average Joe. Because our stuff has to meet the quality control for it to get on the Amazons and all that. It has to pass quality control for our music to get on Tidal. Kalia's on Pandora, and I have nothing, no control of where her album's going on Pandora. Pandora accepted her last two albums on it. That's on Nana. She's on all the other platforms because Pookie and Ray Ray can throw stuff up there. But on Pandora, you can't just do that. So that all goes down to the quality. So I commend you, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. And that's what it is. We're only showing these people who are the decision makers out there, give us a chance. Give us a Tyler Perry opportunity. You know, give us a Penny Marshall opportunity. Give us a Ron Howard opportunity, brother. But until we show that, we're going to go ahead and keep fighting no matter what. Just finished the movie Stay a couple of, like a month or two ago, and we're right into this other film we'll talk about shortly.
And speaking of the movies that you worked with, consisting of, oh my God, you worked on so many projects, but you're working on a movie about the singer Aaliyah. Tell us about that. Tell us about that project.
Well, Clea, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to introduce everybody. This is Kalia.
Hello.
Who's
hello. Kalia? I'm Scott. I'm bodyguard.
So I just wanted to introduce Kalia and let Kalia tell you just briefly say something, and I'll pick it up from there about what her feel is about the Aaliyah movie.
The Aaliyah movie. I'm very excited about it. I'm playing a very iconic person. She did so much, but she's taken so soon.
Yeah.
The movie that we're doing, it's going to be in a positive way. It's not going to be in the negative light of the R. Kelly and all that other stuff. We're shining what she did and what she was going to do as well.
Yes, we're going to show from, you know, the princess of R&B that she was to the queen of entertainment that she would have became. And then with that, that's going to carry over to Kalia's on her fifth album right now at 18 years old. And I tip my hat off to you, Miss Kalia, and keep doing what you're doing. This is her fourth movie. She's got a television show out right now. So I thought she would be the perfect person to play her, because when she was actually born, you know, my sister, her mom, actually named her after Aaliyah. And then mm-hmm. when Cleo was a little girl, in the back of the car seat, singing, what did they call you in the back seat?
Radio.
Radio. They would call her radio. So she'd be in the back seat as a little girl in the car seat singing anything that came on the radio. And
wow.
So, you know, we just, it was time, you know, I got with Cleo like 5 years ago. And, you know, our whole mission was to always do an Aaliyah movie. And several weeks, you know, not too long ago, we had an interview. And after we did that interview, the person called me the next day and said, I see her as Aaliyah. I said, well, we're going to do an Aaliyah movie. And so she said, no, I really see her. I said, well, listen, she's got to make a name. She said, got a name for herself. She's on a fifth album. They know who she is. I said, you know what? Let me make some phone calls. So I made some phone calls to some key people in the entertainment business. And they said it's a go. And the next thing you know, in the last several, almost a month now, it's been lighting up like wildfire. I mean, in fact, Scott Yates, that's on the phone right now, he's actually playing Scott Gillian, the gentleman who took that tragic trip as a bodyguard to Aaliyah when he passed away. And Big Mo, who's another executive producer on the movie, was actually supposed to take that trip, but he told Scott to go in his place and he'll pick Aaliyah up when they get mm-hmm. back to Miami.
Wow.
That's just so, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing, man.
So go ahead, darling. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say that, you know, for her to have touched upon so many lives of all ages goes to show you that she's just a shining star. And sometimes you can't even worry about the length of time that a person has been on earth. Like Eric was saying that his age, oh, he's 30-something. There's no time limit on creativity. I'm 60 years old. Nobody believes me, but I'm 60 years old. And, hello? Yeah, I'm 60 years old. I'm still creating. And I used to have, like, this low self-esteem, even while modeling. And I used to feel like, oh, you know, I'm not good enough. Nobody's gonna like me. Blah blah blah. But I'll never forget my cousin Tony Ray, who played Leroy in the show Fame. He used to say, "Doesn't matter if other people don't believe in you. You have to believe in yourself." And it took me 30 years, even while I was doing so many different things. But it really took 30 years for me to say, "Enough is enough. I gotta start doing me." So, you know,
yes.
And I didn't realize how much I've helped people until I started doing the Literary Ladies book tour and all of these authors that signed up with me, and we do our little book promos. And I see the look on their faces when they see their books in stores, and that fills my heart. Or when I see an artist, you know, get ahead, and I say, I had something to do with that. You know what I'm saying? So my mission, I was like, well, maybe my mission is to be a connector. You know what I mean? Because I've always been that person that know this one, and I could put these things together, and like the little puppeteer, you know? So it doesn't really matter. I mean, people have some great work, and I'm quite sure her spirit is going to come through Project. And for Kalia to be so motivated and so focused at such a young age and to have that spirit and that confidence that I wish I had at your age. And now with these opportunities that's out here, sky's the limit. Like when I was coming up, that we didn't have the internet. We didn't have opportunities. You had to know somebody. People put you through so much to try to get ahead. You know, you would have to, like, you know, your morals were questioned. So it's like, and I was the type of person that I was not going to do certain things to get ahead. I didn't care who you were. I didn't care because I always had computer skills, education, and I always knew how to make a coin. You know? I don't hate on people that had to do what they had to do to get ahead, but that wasn't my path. So I'm so happy to know that you guys are gonna push through with this project, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how the world accepts it, because a lot of people have attempted to tell this story, and they always tell it from a superficial point of view.
Right. But in the way we're gonna tell it, I'm sorry, darling.
No, go ahead. I was saying, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, the way we're going to tell it, though, we're going to tell it, that's why it's called Untold, Back and Forth. We're going to tell it from a perspective, like I said, where you get to see the genius of who this young lady was. You know, that's the key element right there. This young lady was into so many different things besides just music, besides just film, but also fashion. Erica Dada, Jones, you know, I know that. You know, they were about to sign a major clothing deal, a major deal. She had just signed on for 3 films at 22 years old. Jesus.
And
me working with, I'm going to give it to the young lady on the phone, Kalia. I've had her for 5 years. And being up under her, even just seeing her even on the phone right now says a lot to me based off of what I know she's going through internally. And I see that same genius in her. You know, like she went from just being my artist and my niece to now she's the president of my company. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm the CEO of Spotlight, president of Spotlight. And that's what it's about. It's about business. I want her to run this business, to do amazing things. She knows how to write. She's written all of her last tours. Her last few albums, she's written them. I didn't have to write no more. Showed her how to write, and she ran with it. Now she's doing movies. I made her a producer on this movie. A producer. Because I want to teach her the business at 18 years old. Like, I tip my hat off to her. You know, and nobody knows what somebody else is going through because we're not in their shoes. But all I know is when I called her and I said, hey, listen, I'm going to have you on this call. Just chime in. I won't talk too much to you about it. And she said, okay. No hesitation, no nothing. I've been in this business for years. I've worked with the John Legends, the Mob Deeps, the Wu-Tangs, the Shaheems and all. And Shaheem, I'm a flip gears. He had that same energy. You probably know that, darling. Shaheem was a little boy. He was a hard-working little boy. He was 16, 17 years old. He had that same drive, and I always smile when I'm around Kalia because I'm like, she don't even realize who she is. And she came in the studio with me. She'd never been in the studio a day in her life. And she wasn't even supposed to be there. I was calling for her mother to come get on the hook with me, but her mother's like, I'm braiding here. Can I send Kalia? And I was like, I don't know, because last time I heard her say she was all over the place. I paused for 20 seconds. I sent her. She came. She had sprouted up and everything. I ain't seen her in a while. I said, you ever been in the studio? She said, nope. I said, okay. I said, well, go get in the booth. She went in the booth, told her what to say. I said, wait a minute. Was that a fluke? You got some time? I made a beat real quick. I wrote a song real quick. Go ahead and sing that. By the time she was done, I was on the horn with her mother saying, I want to sign her. The rest is history.
Oh, God.
Well, you know, young people are sponges. And so they're very pliable. It's so easy to mold them. That's why record companies always want them at a certain age. But also, true talent will always rise no matter how old you are. But I like Kalia because her voice is not like what's out here now. I like originality.
Right.
I like somebody that can sound like themselves, and that sound like Janae Aiko, whatever her name is. Because everybody to me sounds like they're trying to sound like one person, and it's like, who is that? Like,
Dolly,
you know,
thank you. I can give you a hug right now, Dolly. Thank you so much.
You
I will give you a big hug.
I heard that, Kalia.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You should thank her, girl.
I know the legend. You know what
that's
saying?
What we're going for.
I had the opportunity to be around the legends, the people behind. Like, I just had Dexter Wanzel on my show, you know, this is what I'm trying to tell you, like, the sound, like, that Philly sound. Like, you knew that there was artists there, but you did. Teddy Pendergrass didn't sound like the OJs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, sounds had different artists. None of them sounded the same. So it's all about uniqueness. And that is what lasts forever. You know, not somebody that sounds like the next person just because they're hot right now. That's lazy.
Right. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
So, you know, I'm a musician. Like, I like real music. Like I may not be the best piano player, but I bet you somebody give me a note, I can sing whatever somebody tell me to sing and sound like me. not sound like the person Amen. That they want you to see. And that's what I hope, Kalia, keeps that no matter what. Matter of fact, I want to play something from Pinch. And hold on tight. I want y'all to listen to this with Kalia.
Okay.
Hold tight.
Awesome.
Okay.
Theme song to the movie Pinch that just came out last week. Jamal Willis, starring Jamal Willis, Carly Rae, Lisa Wu.
Yes, and you know what? I see the growth in Kalia from like 2017 videos to present. You can see her coming into her womanhood, with still with that innocence, but her tone is, her pitch is perfect. And that's the most important thing. And you can understand what she's saying. Because a lot of times she's so mumbling. Like, I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I can see her. I can see her playing. We have another caller calling in. Calling from a 917-882 line. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from New Orleans. I just wanted to ask Mr. Sticks a question. I wanted to find out about the challenges of as an independent producer and what he thinks of some of the challenges that independent producers should be looking out for.
Very good question. What's your name?
My name is Lisa.
Okay, welcome to Hear No Evil. So that message is for you,
Mr. Jesse. I think the challenge is for a producer that's starting out is just like anything in life, just for preparation. We talked about it earlier. If you're prepared, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. So anything you're going into, if you say you want to be a music producer, do the research. Who do you want to sound like? Do you want to be like Timbaland? Do you want to be like Dre? You know, who do you want to be like? You know, if it's a film director, do you want to be like Penny Marshall, rest her soul? Do you want to be like a Spike Lee, whomever it is? Study the craft. Understand the business part of it because it's all business. So understand that part. Understand that in film, the producer's number one, not the director or the co-producer. Producer's number one. You know, then you got your co-producers and so on and so forth. Understand the language. Understand what a grip is, a gaffer is. Understand, like, hey, I got $10. I got to make this $10 work. 50 cents going to be for craft services. 30 cent right there, that's going to be for my actor, Bubba. You know what I mean? I'm just using that as a hypothetical, but you got to be prepared. Understand how to do a script, how to do a breakdown, how to break things down. Understand where you're trying to go to. Do the research. Where did this person who's iconic that I like and I admire, where did they start from? Then go back and study their craft from where they started from. And now where you're going future-wise, I don't even know yet, because this is going to be my first journey embarking into a major studio deal. And I've spent the last 30 years to get to this point where I'm at right now. All the films and things I've done besides me as actor, now I'm in Patriots Day with Mark Wahlberg and Spencer Compton and all that other stuff. I'm in people's movies, but in terms of making my own, this will be my first studio film. So I'm prepared and I'm ready for that journey.
Wow.
And can I ask one more question, Mr. Six?
Yes.
One more question. Have you always wanted to be a TV producer or film maker?
Well, the funny story is, at 6 years old, I never met my mother's family. So my mother I lived with my grandmother till I was six, because my mother was Italian and her family wanted her to get rid of me. She didn't, so she gave me to my grandmother till I was six. Took me to Boston, lived in the shelter for a long time before we got an apartment in the projects. She took me to see Superfly. When I see the movie Superfly, I wanted to be Curtis Mayfield. I wanted to be Ryan Hill, and I wanted to be Gordon Parks Jr. And I've lived my whole life, and I just finished that dream movie about a month or two ago called Stay Fly. And I also got the blessing from Todd Mayfield when he heard me singing his song, Super Fly, gonna make a fortune, and I'm singing like his dad. He's like, yo,
yeah.
And that's me singing.
I listen to that every day. I listen to that soundtrack every day. You know that. Little Child Run Away.
Yes.
Song.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yes. So I knew from a little kid, that's what I wanted to do. So I knew I had a lot of work to do. So learning how to be a musician, learning how to be a producer, learning the business of film and acting and things like that. So my whole life I've spent, wanting to do this. Almost 50 years now.
Wow.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Great question. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. That was very nice. And calling from New Orleans, I was just down there in March. Like the week of the pandemic.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, I love New Orleans. I was in New Orleans. Oh my God, what part are you? What part of New Orleans?
So I'm right there. I'm right there in Treme.
Oh my God,
yeah.
I went there. Yeah. I took a tour. I went to the grave, over the ground cemetery.
Maria Laveau.
Lafayette or something like that. And I went to, of course, Bourbon Street was all boarded up, but the sidewalks are so little. I was all over there. Oh, my God, the trolley almost got hit by a truck. The food, oh, my God, Supreme Seafood. Have you ever heard of Supreme Seafood? Yes, that was my spot. Then I went to a place called Neil's. Was all up in there on my book tour. I'm going back. Please keep in touch, because when I come
will.
Home, I got to find you, girl.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm definitely a big supporter of Mr. Sticks, and I just admire his work. I admire his tenacity. I admire his will to make it no matter what, and that's the type of people we want to support, people who know that's really in it to win, and not just for himself, but he's in it to win it for everybody. He's
and
such a
that's
giver,
right.
You know.
And what's your name again?
Lisa.
Lisa. All right, Lisa, I got your number now. I'm going to call you when I come to New Orleans. You better treat me
back. You better, girl. You better call. Look, you better call me as soon as this show is over. Make sure you plug in my number and I plug in yours.
I got your number, girl. I'm looking right at it. So we have another caller from a 224 area code. What area code is that, caller?
That's out west, man.
Oh, ooh, that sounds like a southern southwest person.
Think...
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, is this me?
Is it you?
Oh, can you hear me? Oh, okay.
Are you calling from a 224 area code?
Yeah, I am. But
okay.
Yeah, I just talked to well, this is my Google Voice number. So yeah, I talked to Mr. Sticks. I had the privilege of talking to Mr. Sticks a couple of days ago about the film and stuff like that. My name is Daz Desario. And I'm just calling to say, hey man, I'm very, very proud of you. And you know, I just met you recently, but I'm so looking forward to your project and stuff like that. So I'm just calling to give you some encouragement and also give you ladies encouragement, you know, with your blog talk show. It's very entertaining, you know.
Well, thank
awesome.
You.
And Daz, Daz used to actually, he worked with Aaliyah. Daz, you worked with Aaliyah, correct?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I did. I worked with
her.
Right, yeah. I worked with Aaliyah during her Try Again when I was working with Priority Records. We promoted Try Again, and we promoted I Don't Want to Be Alone from her Romeo Must Die soundtrack.
Yes.
So we were chopping it up about a little bit of that. So, you know, he's trying to bring a little bit more authenticity to this film to bring people in to actually really actually work with her. So,
exactly.
You know,
Now, have you guys reached out to Hankerson?
Yeah.
Well, we're kind of in a situation right now where we're going to do that, you know, talk to Barry. But at the end of the day, though, the great thing about filmmaking, a lot of people don't know, you have authorized and you have unauthorized. You know, if the family doesn't want to partake in it, totally understand.
Yeah.
It still doesn't from what we're gonna do because we're coming at it, you know, with authenticity, like the people like Daz, like the people like Big Mo, you know, like Khalid's on the phone, like Khalid. Has to have an interaction the way it leads, you know, like it's going to be authentic. Of course, it's going to be embellishments in it, you know, like any film. I mean, there's not a biopic in the world that is 100% what it was, because at the end of the day, nobody was in there when that person was in the bathroom. So stop it. there's no such thing as
a screening.
That's why it always,
you know,
right?
Yeah,
right. That's it. And our thing is, we're not going to drive this about the men in her life. It's going to, and we're not embarrassing the family. We're not going to embarrass Aaliyah's name. We're going to actually show the world the queen of entertainment she should have become. And then we're also going to introduce her to Khalid's generation. Khalid's only 18. God rest her soul, longer than Aaliyah's, than Khalid's been alive. So we're going to really introduce her, and then it will live on through Khalid. You understand? So this could be an amazing opportunity for everybody.
Yeah,
you know, and I like what you said. Yes. You know, with Clea, she has her own style, her own vibe, and she's always had that. She's never tried to sound like nobody else or be like nobody else or look like nobody else, and I respect that, and that's what it's all about. And it's the same thing when I'm doing my research on Aaliyah, and then when I talked to Daz the other day, he said, what is your first word? You said that was one of the sweetest people you ever met in the world.
She was so sweet. She did not have to be that sweet, but she was just sweet to everybody, and I just remember that very vividly. So, like I was telling them, when her untimely passing happened, I was still so broken up by that. So by the time 9/11 happened, I was just like all cried out. You know, I didn't really have no, you know, I was just kind of numb by that time. So it was like, dang. You know, so it still kind of stings a little bit.
Well, listen, guys, I really want to thank, you know, unfortunately, we only have like 2 minutes left. And, I mean, we can go on forever and ever, but believe me, throughout the month, you must call back in to give us an update of what's going on with the film. And we're going to talk about the legacy of Aaliyah and Khalid's role in this movie, as well as some of the other actors. And I just want to see the progress of what's going on. And plus, I guess I'll be in touch because I will be auditioning.
You're going to be in again.
Shout out to that.
But
I want to say that too, because I'm getting out. I gotta go. But okay. This is Hayes. I got to get out of here. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
God bless you all. Happy New
Thank
Year.
Thank you.
You know, I wish you all success and prosperity, and definitely forward me that audition thing as well. I mean, this is a moment
in time.
You.
We got you.
Yeah,
we got you.
I want to be a part of this.
Mr. Yates and everybody else that was holding on, Jazz and Kalia, I want to thank you guys for calling in. Steven, I wish you nothing but success. And I just want to take this time out to say I'll see you next year. Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Happy New Year. Peace and prosperity to everybody. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kalia,
Happy New Year.
Kalia, you have my condolences. And anytime you need to talk to somebody, you call me, all right? Because I know what's going on with you right now. I've been there. All right? It gets better. You have an angel now watching over you. You got two now. You got Aaliyah and your mom. How about that?
That's right.
Right. All right,
Amen.
Guys. Thank you.
Right, okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Scott.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Peace.
Well, that was such a wonderful show. If you guys missed out on this episode, you can always go to Hear No Evil, which is on blogtalkradio.com. And also at anchor.fm/TheReallyRealTalk. We will be playing this episode for about 3 weeks. In case you guys want to advertise on this episode and any other episodes, please go to literaryladiesbooktour.com and click on Join Us. I want to thank you so much, and until next time. Thank you.